brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10 and by XMWX Weather.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from AOPA Summit at Tampa, Florida. I'm with Jim Blessing in the Air Fleet Capital booth. Jim, exactly 1 year ago, probably not to the day, but certainly to the week, we talked about the market conditions and aircraft financing. It's an important part of the recovery of the industry. At that time, money was available, but you had to qualify, and it took high standards for qualification. Has the situation changed in the last year, and if so, how has it changed, and what do you see going forward?
Last year was definitely, the past year has been a challenging year in the finance markets. We've seen a lot of changes in the markets. It was particularly tight credit-wise in the first part of the year, first quarter. But more recently, we've seen appetite start to return to the credit markets, and I think also consumer confidence has picked up a little bit, and those two combined, I think, bode well for year-end. I would say at this point, though, that appetite exceeds what interest there is in buying, so there is more appetite than there are buyers right now for financing.
What does a buyer have to do to qualify now compared to, say, 2 years ago? I know when we talked a year ago, the qualifications were a bit higher, but it seemed like a qualified buyer could find the money.
Similar credit criteria. Generally, the individual has to have good credit. From a credit scoring standpoint, you're generally looking at prime credit borrower being a 700 credit score or above. Customer has to have good cash flows, which are generally evidenced by 2 to 3 years worth of financial information. That hasn't changed. That's the same as it has been. Individual has to have adequate net worth, which would be typical to support an aircraft purchase. Those standards haven't really changed. There is a little bit more attention on liquidity, an individual's cash position, and I think that the liquidity position, having a higher liquidity position, is something that some lenders are looking at as a way to see if the individual has the ability to continue to weather the storm if it gets any worse.
What about interest rates? How are they faring this year?
Interest rates are fantastic. It's funny, we have people come by and say, well, I expected, since the Federal Reserve has lowered their rates to zero, I expected rates to be, you know, really, really low. And our interest rates are in the low sixes. We've got some products that are in the fives on fixed rates, and those are fantastic rates. If you look at the history of aircraft financing, and if you just go back 15 years in aircraft financing, about 15 years ago, we were in the 10 to 12% range. So these rates today are still absolutely fantastic.
Is there enough equity in some of these airframes to make it worthwhile for owners to refinance at these rates?
Well, that's a challenge. Aircraft values have dropped, and have dropped a good bit. And we look to sources like the Aircraft Blue Book and VREF. And those are the sources that we rely on to give us some insight into where values sit. And those sources are basically showing that values have dropped about 30% in the last year. So if an individual wants to refinance, they have to have that equity available, and they don't always have that equity. It doesn't mean that they can't refinance. It might mean that they have to pay the equity into it in order to be able to refinance, but it's a little bit harder right now with where the values have fallen.
Last question, any limitations on type of aircraft as far as desirability of getting a loan?
No, I wouldn't say there have been too many changes. I think that there are some lenders that are focusing on a little bit more on the quality of the collateral from an age standpoint. But most buyers who were able to get financing a year ago for their aircraft purchases, they can find similar financing available today.
Okay, well, thanks for speaking with us, Jim.
Great, thank you, Paul. Appreciate it.
We've been speaking with Jim Blessing of Air Fleet Capital. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from AOPA Summit in Tampa, Florida. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by XMWX Weather, the Bose Aviation Headset 10.